Oh.
Have you got enough battery for your talk?
Sure. Let's see how it goes. It's been charging. Great. Go team. I'm going to be reading or describing some of the slides in case anyone has vision problems or is later watching a video and having trouble seeing what's on the screen or unable to see what's on the screen. I would also request that people don't interrupt me during the talk. There'll be time at the end for questions. So let's make a start. I want to briefly mention why we're talking about this. When I pitched this talk, the conversation we were having around Internet of Things devices was very different than the one we're having today. This is because there has been a lot of there have been a number of cases of people having their privacy and security violated by IoT, especially surveillance devices in their homes. However, most of these comments are focused on the individual. They're thinking about your family or yourself. And I think we really need to look at how these things are impacting society at a larger scale and how they're impacting people who are different from us. So I'd like to start by talking a little bit about myself. I work in free software. As we said, this is a screenshot of the GNOME Foundation, of the GNOME desktop environment. It's pretty cool. I assume many of you use it. At least I hope you do. And I'm a fan. I think it's a great project. In addition to working in FOSS, I also do a lot of other things. I'm on the OSI board. I'm a member of the Debian project. I volunteer for the Conservancy. I donate to organizations like Public Labs that are working on free and open source software projects and developing tools that can be used by people to create social and environmental change. And in addition to all of that, most of my friends are people I know from free software. So in what little time I have left, I like to not think about technology, which isn't actually true because I spend most of my time in addition to that thinking about technology and ethics and societal impacts. But I like to sometimes think that I do other things. I like to hang out with my dog and my cat. This is a rare photo of them cuddling me. That is the dog Shiloh and the cat Bash. They are both wonderful. I also really like to bake. I bake basically everything I can. In this photo, in this slide, you can see a cake I made. There are some American biscuits, muffins. I made some Queen Amon that didn't quite work the first time, but it's a lot better now. And pancakes, which aren't necessarily baked, but are still good and kind of count. Specifically, most of the baking, because I work from home now, goes to my roommates. I have three amazing roommates. I've lived with two of them for about 7 years now. We have a really good relationship and we get along well, which is why, and we were in Boston, which is why when they bought a house in Providence, it actually made a lot of sense for me to go with them because living together was so lovely. So we have one other roommate who moved into the apartment in early September. Bean is a baby, not my baby, but still a baby. She's, as of right now, 8 months old, as of a few days ago, and that's very exciting. It's really exciting because Bean was born at 24 weeks. To provide a little context for that, in the US and in many places, if a child is born at less than 24 weeks, they aren't given life-saving, extreme medical interventions. The youngest child that was born that was known to survive was at 21 weeks. This is not a picture of Bean. This is a 26-year-old, 26-week baby that I found on the internet. So if you're putting pictures of your sonograms and fetuses and babies on the internet, I think that's a little weird. But it's cool if that's what you're into. It's just, you know, they can't consent to having their photo on the internet yet. That's too many slides. Another note is 40 weeks is considered full term. So Bean was about halfway finished the process of becoming like a person who could survive in the world. another way, so this means that this child is a special needs child. She has a lot, has had a lot of compensations, interventions, and medical appointments to make it so she can be okay. Two of us work from home, which is really great because, like I said, even though she's not biologically related to me, I help a lot and I'm very attached to this child. She's puked on me twice and I still like her. So we're able to provide a lot of the support and help her do things and keep an eye on her, because when you have a special needs child, a lot of nurseries and daycare centers won't take them because of how much care they need. And also it's a bad idea because many of them are immunosuppressed and their immune systems are especially weak, so they can't be around other children. The number of times Bina has left the house for not going to the doctor is, I think, 3 or 4 times since she came home. One of the things she had when she came home was an oxygen tank. This is a picture of a dog with an oxygen tube up its nose. When people are on oxygen, they have a thing called a cannula that goes to their nose. I called it a cannoli for a really long time because I couldn't remember the word cannula. And I practiced it for this talk, actually. So Bean was on oxygen. And what that means is we had this big machine that took air and converted it from like what we're generally breathing to a much purer oxygen level. And then that was given to the baby. She additionally had connected to her a big box with a bunch of sensors that let us know things like her heart rate and her blood oxygen level. From one sense, this is actually really convenient because if there's a problem with the child, then you know because it starts beeping. But it also starts beeping all the time. Therefore, going outside is a really big deal. Leaving being alone, and actually even being alone with her, is a big deal because you're taking on a much greater responsibility than you would with a regular child because of things like it's possible that her little poorly developed lungs would stop working and that she would need to be rushed to a hospital. That is not an uncommon thing. So going outside, we use oxygen tanks. So in the house, we had a bunch of oxygen tanks. And taking her outside would mean disconnecting her from the oxygen concentrator, connecting her to an oxygen tank, putting the oxygen tank